Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Big Jake here with a special in-studio guest, Tracy from the Walked in Alzheimer's. It is coming to South Central Illinois and Centralia this weekend. Tracy, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to have you in here to talk a little bit about the upcoming walk this weekend. And then overall, what you know, the organization itself, of course, does to try to get to a world without Alzheimer's. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if we ever got to that point?
Imagine that. What joy that would be.
That's one of those diseases. My grandma had that. And it's a slow progressing thing, isn't it?
I was just going to say, they refer to this disease as the long goodbye because the disease robs so much from the person and the family as they go through the stages of it. And it's almost like losing someone twice.
Yeah.
You lose them once to the disease and then once when they pass away. So, yes, we are looking for a cure. The South Central Walk is being held this Saturday, the 21st. There's plenty of time to register, and you can register that day. Registration starts at 8:30. And then there is a ceremony prior to the walk, around 9 o'clock, they're going to do a warm-up Zumba led by Busta Move Fitness. It's there in Centralia, so they'll do a few songs to get people revved up and ready to go for the walk. This year's MCs are the Mayor Brian Cooter and Councilman Israel Fontenez from right there in Centralia, so they'll be hosting the ceremony. The ceremony itself is really something to experience. The people who are walking, as you said, you have your experience with Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. Almost everybody has either known someone or has a family member who's living with either Alzheimer's or another form of dementia. And this walk is dedicated to trying to find a cure for that, to raise funds to find a cure for that. And during the ceremony, one of the most uplifting or emotional parts is when they go through the symbolism of the flowers. I don't know if anyone who has not participated realizes there's a series of flowers at the Alzheimer's Walk, and the different colors represent different parts of the disease. Like the blue flower is for somebody who is currently living with dementia or Alzheimer's. The purple flower people carry for those who they've lost someone to Alzheimer's. The orange flower are for people like myself that are in a business that we're trying to do programs and provide support to those that are living with dementia and their caregivers. And that brings me to the yellow flower that represents the caregivers, because with a disease like Alzheimer's, you almost have to have a caregiver at some point during the disease. And then the white flower is the favorite flower that symbolizes the hope for a cure. So we are hoping that at some point we are having a walk that there's only white flowers, that everyone has found, we have found a cure and nobody is dealing with this issue.
Yeah, you got a big goal, of course. I think every walked in Alzheimer's has a mm-hmm. decent goal, a financial goal they want to hit. I think you guys are at $40,000 for your goal.
Yeah.
You're about, I don't know, last time I checked the site, you were out right getting close to about $15,000. So
yeah,
a ways halfway. Away, but I mean,
about halfway. Yeah. And we have 25 teams so far, room for a whole lot more. We have a little over 100, about 110 participants. We're still looking for more participants. We're looking even for volunteers that if you can't walk but you want to do something, come out and join in the experience of it. Volunteer to, set at one of the tents. There'll be tents set up that have like the flowers, and there'll be some refreshments. And we're always looking for people to come out and help us set up, tear down, participate during it, help people find the resources. There'll be resource tables set up from the sponsors that people, we encourage people to walk through and get information. Almost all of it is help to help you care for the person or get help for yourself as a caregiver.
Yeah, it's all good stuff. We've been talking about it for a little bit, you know, like into last week and into this week. It's act.alz.org. You can sign up. You can also, you can just donate. Maybe if you can't make it out, you got some stuff going on this weekend, they do have a donate option. So we highly encourage folks to donate or get involved or both. However you can do it, do so. It's act.alz.org to sign up or donate. Let's get them at the 50% range at least, you know.
At least, yes. It's tough to get people to come out.
Sure.
It's a commitment. We have a very small team this year on the committee working on it. So it's been a challenge to get teams, but we're still hopeful. We're not giving up hope. We're not giving up hope on finding a cure. We're not giving up hope on reaching our goals. We can still do it. We have a few days left. And like I said, you can come out that day. You can register that day. You can participate that day. You can donate that day. You can come out and have some fun. It really is fun. It really brings to light community. It brings to light the emotions of what people who are living with this disease and people caring for their loved ones with disease, this disease. It's really, the first time I did the walk was 6 years ago, and I didn't realize how much I would get out of it.
Yeah. Starts at 8:30. That's your registration. Bell Tower Park in Centralia.
Yeah.
This Saturday, September 21st, act.alz.org for more information. It's not a long walk, and it's not a long time period to be out there either.
No, everything will wrap up before noon. And this year, there is actually a walking path there at the Bell Tower Park. So it should be a fairly even walk for people. One time around is a half mile. We're hoping to do two laps. We hope to do a mile. But for people who can't, people who struggle walking, if you want to join and be part of it, you can walk and get off the track anytime you want. And I think that's the beauty of having it at this place. You can walk as far as you want. Some people will go 2 miles. Or you can walk, if you're like me and walk slow, you may only get a half a mile in. And whatever you can do is what you can do.
Yep, and it's all for good things.
Yes, and it's all for a good cause. And like I said, it just brings the community together.
Yeah, let's get those numbers up for their goal. Let's get them maybe at least a halfway of their $40,000 goal. It's act.alz.org to sign up. To also donate or get more information, all of that in one place, or just come out this weekend. Bell Tower Park in Centralia, Saturday, September 21st. They need participants, they need teams, they need volunteers, all of it. You can walk, you can enter a team, you can volunteer, all that good stuff that day or ahead of time. Act.alz.org to sign up and get more information. Tracy, we appreciate you coming in. Appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate you letting me come in. We need to get this done.
Yeah, not a problem. Let's get them up on those numbers.